Welcome to ITB Berlin's Travel Hero podcast, the place where we explore the ideas, innovations and leaders shaping the future of global travel. I'm your host, Charlotte Lamp-Davies with management consultancy A Bright Approach. And today we're exploring a topic that's moving fast from the fringes into the mainstream, and it is healthy longevity. Longevity isn't just about living longer. It's about living better, staying mentally sharp, physically resilient, and emotionally connected, especially in a world where many of us travel constantly, work across time zones, and rarely slow down. I'm delighted to be joined by Nina Ruge, co-founder and content creator for Healthy Longevity at Stay Young. Nina is one of Europe's most recognized voices at the intersection of science, lifestyle, and longevity, translating complex research into practical insights that we can actually use. Nina, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, great introduction, Charlotte. Thank you very much. I'm delighted to have been invited. Thank you.
It's our absolute pleasure to have you with us today. So, by way of introducing you, you have had a long and distinguished career in journalism before becoming, shall we say, deeply involved in the longevity space. What was the moment, personally and or professionally, that made the topic of longevity more than just an interest for you?
It's quite a long story. I try to cut it short. So from the age of, 23, I always worked very hard. I loved it. First as a high school teacher, then as a TV journalist with daily broadcasts and other presenting duties. I slept very little and was constantly under pressure, and I loved it. Around the age of 40, my excellent internist was not satisfied with my blood values, and he said, he recommended that I change my diet, take supplements. And I was thrilled. Yeah, okay. So I wrote the first longevity book on earth with him. It was 2006. Title, Stay Young and Healthy Longer with Nina Ruge. And then in 2017, a postdoc who had returned to Germany from Stanford asked me if I wanted to write a book with him about longevity, the cellular biological causes of aging. And I did that. It was the first book on this topic on the German-speaking market in 2020 and immediately became a bestseller. And the four subsequent books also became bestsellers. That's it.
The word longevity, when you sort of talk about it, it means different things to different people. So how do you define healthy longevity today?
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky. Reputable scientists and doctors have largely abandoned the term longevity because too much commercialized bullshit is sold under this label. And that's why I refer to myself as a bullshit filter and talk about personalized preventive medicine. Other leading scientists talk about geromedicine. I think it doesn't sound as nice as longevity, but what is it about? It's about the 11 years at the end of life that every person in industrialized countries spends sick on average, usually with around age-related diseases, four of them at the same time. So the goal of personalized preventive medicine is to significantly reduce this period of suffering. And that applies to every person who is willing to take control of their own health. Biohackers, for example, and Silicon Valley adventurers are important for research and development because they test applications on their own bodies that are in some cases not yet approved. And they invest a lot of money in this field, but this is a bubble that tends to be rather scary for the average citizen. So longevity is precision personalized medicine based on the latest findings on the complex cell biological causes of aging and derived from this diagnostics and therapies to slow down or even stop these aging processes.
If we try and get back to our main area of travel and hospitality, I would say that travel is often framed as a luxury or an escape, but can it actually support long-term health and longevity from your perspective?
First of all, the mental factors of aging or staying young are an important aspect. So deep relaxation, yoga retreats, and creative workshops can help delay aging. This is not new, you know. But more and more hotels and soon cruise ships are offering stays of several weeks with a minimum of medical care, so that both diagnostics and personalized care are possible. Currently, there are combined offers on the market. Lots of wellness, little medical longevity, and then medical spas. So this should open up great prospects for the hotel industry.
There are places and cultures that genuinely support healthier and longer sort of lives. What can we in the Western world, where I think we are behaving differently rather than looking after our health, but what can we learn from these cultures, would you say?
I guess for people who want to take advantage of healthy longevity programs while on vacation, the longevity clinics that are currently popping up around the world may be a little too medical and not enough relaxing or fun. So that's why intelligently combined offers of the medical spa variety are likely to be ideal. These have been around for some time, of course. Hotels with a focus on Ayurveda, fasting programs, traditional Chinese medicine, and now even traditional Islamic medicine in a new hotel in Qatar. But in Singapore, however, the first Four Seasons hotel offers a new dimension in medical longevity, led by the expert in Jiro medicine, who has already established two longevity clinics in Singapore, Professor Andrea Meyer. Such offers will soon be available in greater numbers, I guess. And especially in warm regions of the world, treatments and relaxation are so much easier under palm trees. Even in Switzerland, with its long tradition of spa facilities, a lot has already been achieved. Many traditional health resorts around the world are upgrading to offer longevity treatments.
Which travel habits are quietly working against our long-term health, Nina? Tell us.
You know it. When traveling, many people love particularly large meals with lots of meat and huge desserts, but few vegetables. This is obviously not good for you. And disco nights a la Ibiza are unlikely to harm young people, but they are obviously not good for you in the long term. Or hours of sunbathing, hardly any exercise, lots of alcohol. It's clear that this is counterproductive.
If we strip away the hype around longevity, what does the science consistently tell us?
Well, first of all, there are these recommendations that we already know from our grandmothers. Child, eat more vegetables, exercise more, go to bed early, and don't get worried, don't get stressed. Today, we can measure many data. We know why these tips are so valuable, and we have many more options for supporting a healthy, long life. But the basics are the lifestyle factors mentioned above.
Well, that's wonderful. And who didn't listen to their mothers and grandmothers? I'm sure for my next question that many listeners would really love to know how much of longevity is genetics and how much is shaped by daily habits.
I guess genetic risk factors are still greatly underestimated today. I'm a big believer in polygenetic testing, which we only need to do once in our lifetime, because genetics do not change. It's not expensive anymore. And also pharmacogenetic testing is valuable. Which medications are good for me and which ones have little or no effect or are even counterproductive? And daily habits, that's on top. Recognizing them does not mean you can change them. They are partly genetic. That's why it makes really a lot of sense to draw on the experience of coaches and trainers.
Is there one longevity myth that you'd love to get rid of straight away?
I'm a bullshit filter. So there are a lot of myths. It's a pity. One is one size fits all. Every person is different. Their metabolism, their preferences, their physical reactions, which is why personalized offerings are needed. And also a myth, soon people will all live to be at least 100 years old. That may happen someday, but not anytime soon.
Let's talk a little bit about longevity from the travel industry perspective again. What role do you believe the travel industry has to play in supporting healthy longevity? I think we've touched on it a little bit already, but maybe we can dive a little bit deeper.
A big role, I'm convinced of that. On vacation, I can find the gateway to a healthy lifestyle and treatments that are ideal for me. AI will open up completely new possibilities for documenting my personal medical spa diagnostics and interventions and booking follow-up treatments, a wide range of treatments across countries and hotel types. When you make your booking, your chip card provides the status of your treatments and the hotel automatically books your follow-up treatment, recommends specific diagnostics and special treatments, even for your next stay. It's really a wide range.
And maybe for the travel businesses out there, I mean, I think, or my question would be, how can travelers and travel businesses distinguish between, should we say, evidence-based well-being and what might come across just as a poor marketing push? It's a fine line, but we need to get that right.
In the hotel industry, just as in the field of preventive medicine, it will become increasingly important to have certified applications, certified diagnostics, certified equipment, trainers, also coaches. Otherwise, it will be impossible to distinguish snake oil from the fountain of youth, the real fountain of youth. And certification, for example, in future with my company, Stay Young.
This thing still needs shifting, so we know that we are getting what we are asking for when we go after these types of longevity holidays or similar. Now, this I'm very excited about, Nina, because I want to get some even more practical takeaways from you. So what's one habit that you've personally changed that's had the biggest impact on your health?
Oh, the one I cannot tell you, but that's really quite a lot that I've changed. It starts with not eating anything sugary and ends with genetic testing. Also, the use of wearables, professional stress diagnostics, and stress management.
I mean, the sugar is going to be a tough one for a lot of people. How do you manage that? I have to ask that question.
I do it since more than 20 years. I'm accustomed to that. I don't need sugar. I don't need dessert. I don't need ice cream. And my husband loves it. After lunch, he has always a little ice cream. And I say, okay, give me one half little spoon. And I taste it. Okay, wonderful. That's it.
For busy professionals constantly on the move, what's the smallest change that can actually make a real difference to our lives?
Yeah, it's healthy food. If necessary, bring your own. I do it very often. Drink enough water, very important. And then take short breaks to relax with digital detox, please. And follow the fitness program via an online course for your hotel room or with your cell phone. I do it regularly. And also regular measurements using wearables, including blood pressure. Really, you can measure blood pressure with a wearable. And plus a few dietary supplements. Comprehensive health check once a year, very important. A comprehensive health check once a year, very important.
So it's actually just a number of smaller things that makes the very, very big difference, one would say.
Yeah, it's like that. Don't underestimate the diagnostics. You have to know everything about your status of health. It's not good when you take vitamin D in a high dose because everybody is doing that. Vitamin D is for everybody very important, but you have to know something about your level in your blood, etc. Also in hotels, it will be possible to do quick, easy, but high-level checks of your blood pressure, etc.
There's a lot to take on board there, but also very practical stuff, which is why it's wonderful to have you on this podcast today for sure. Before we wrap up, let's look ahead a little bit. What excites you the most about where longevity science is heading at the moment?
It's amazing, really. In 10 years, the world of longevity will look different, I'm sure. We will know whether drugs such as weight loss injections, metformin, rapamycin, actually have comprehensive longevity effects. Today, we don't know it, surely. We don't know it precisely. As well as blood washing will come, mitochondrial transplantation, or drugs for telomere extension, or the destruction of senescent cells. Epigenetic reprogramming for organ rejuvenation will be used, as well stem cells and exosomes. If you would like to know more, please read my book, Ab Morgen Jünger in German. There's no translation in English. Younger from Tomorrow would be the title. In German, Ab Morgen Jünger provides insight into future prospects.
Well, luckily for me, I both speak and read German, so I shall get myself a copy, maybe when we meet at ITB Berlin. I have one sort of last question for wrap up, Nina, which is, will healthy longevity become or stay as a luxury, or will it become a mainstream mindset? I really want you to look into your crystal ball here, Nina.
It will get, and it has to get out of his bubble and will really spread, because preventive medicine must become the mainstream mindset. Otherwise, our healthcare systems will collapse. Medical treatment for age-related diseases is getting better and better, you know that, but also more and more expensive. If we have more and more people with four or more age-related diseases at the same time, the younger generation won't be able to pay for it. On top of that, people's desire for, I say, it's Japanese, pin-pin korori, will grow a lot. And pin-pin korori means stay fit until the end and then die quickly.
Yes. Wow. Well, that is something we can only all hope for. Nina, sadly, our time is up. It's been the most wonderful, thoughtful and inspiring conversation. Thank you for being with us today.
I thank you for your intelligent questions, Charlotte. Thank you.
It's been my absolute pleasure having you today. And longevity, as we now know, isn't about perfection. It's about informed choices, consistency, and designing lives that support us over the long term. Thank you for listening to ITB Berlin's Travel Hero podcast. Stay tuned for more conversations with inspiring voices from across travel. Till then, safe travels.